The Grammy Award-winning group Ozo Motley is one of the most ethnically diverse bands around today. That diversity is reflected in the band's music. It's full of energy, a mix of funk, Latin, rock, reggaeton, R&B, and hip-hop. There's even a little taste of Louisiana. That's Magnolia Soul from Ozo Motley's latest CD titled Don't Mess with the Dragon. Joining us from the studios of NPR West are Ozo Motley band members Ulysses Vella and Jiro Yamaguchi. Yuli plays several instruments and Jiro is a percussionist. They both sing background vocals. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How's it going?
That song, Magnolia Soul, chastises President Bush for his handling of Hurricane Katrina. But a political attitude isn't unusual for Ozo Motley.
It's really how we started. It's part of the identity of the band. Our roots came from a community center where there was a stand-in and a sit-in. And the role of the band was actually to come in and play music to raise money for this community center. And for the first year, we did nothing but benefits behind different causes from, you know, the Zapatista movement to women's issues. And so we've always done that, and it's actually how we started.
Mm-hmm. You even served as cultural ambassadors for the U.S. to India and Nepal. Yeah.
That's yes. That's Uli's title. It's on
yes.
his card.
Yes.
Is that right?
I am a cultural ambassador.
The new CD is Don't Mess with the Dragon.
That's right.
And it's your fourth CD. It's clear it's a little different from what's come before. Are you trying to move in a particular direction?
Well, we're always evolving, and we've always seen each album as like almost a different chapter in this what big book of what Ozo Motley is.
One of the really great songs on this album is called City of Angels. You guys are based in L.A., and you really see yourselves as a reflection of the city.
I remember in the beginnings of this band, we were like, how can we describe the sound to people when they ask us? And one of our favorite quotes was always like, you drive down Sunset Boulevard and turn off your stereo and roll down your windows, and all the music that comes out of each and every different car, whether it's salsa, cumbia, merengue, or hip-hop, funk, or whatever. It's that crazy blend that's going on between that cacophony of sound is Ozo Motley, you know? And I think we totally use the city as a source of inspiration, especially through its, you know, the people and things like that, you know?
The band's been together for 12 years now, and I wonder about a cut on your new album called Can't Stop. Sounds like it's written sort of as a reminder of the struggle, and the struggle that maybe the band is having. So you feel you can't go on, but you got nothing left to lose. But there is no one left to love. You got nothing left to choose. You can't stop, can't live for yesterday. We gotta move on in a different way.
As a band, we've had to deal with our own struggles, whether it's, you know, leaving our families during tour, even addiction, things like that. And I think in a lot of ways, that song is our, you know, statement to ourselves almost that we can't stop this love of the band, this love of life. I think in a lot of ways we worked on that song as kind of like a declaration of our own, you know, personal and collective, you know, aspirations.
Keeping the band together is, I would think, a challenge. I mean, you've got, what, 6 members, and then you have a number of people that play with you as well.
Yeah, it is a challenge. You know, people grow in different ways, and sometimes they don't want to do it anymore. Sometimes they have other projects. You know, sometimes, you know, they go crazy.
Are both of you original members?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As of right now, we're a 9-member band, and when you go see Ozo Motley, that's what you're going to see. 9 guys just going off on stage.
You guys have so many different influences and so many different styles. Do you ever get worried, or do you ever stop and say, whoa, too much? We've got too much going in this song.
Well, you know,
we've got to dial it back a little bit.
Less is more. We're more is more.
No, but that is true. And sometimes when you're in the studio, it can kind of get out of control. And I think we've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of self-editing. And I think on this last record, you know, it helped to have a producer.
Right. I think in certain ways, though, that is the beauty of what is Ozo Motley. It's like throwing blends and mixes of music and traditions from around the world I don't think other bands have done, you know. And it's like, that's one of the beautiful things about touring is we get to go to places like Turkey and Nepal and India and, you know, New Orleans, Cuba, wherever it is, and we get to listen to that music from the source, you know.
One of the really sweet songs on this album is called La Gallina.
Yes.
Has a little norteño sound, I think. Really
definitely
sweet.
It's like a cumbia, like, mm-hmm. but in a more of a Mexican style than a Colombian style.
Ozo Motley's La Gallina.
That song's about freeing your inner chicken, man. And we're actually making a video for it right now as we speak.
There's one more song on Don't Mess With the Dragon that I want us to hear. It's about a soldier in Iraq, Violetta.
En un desierto lejos de ti me confesé que todo lo que siempre creí mentira fue. Soy hermano, soy esposo, hijo y padre. Soy guerrero y mucha sangre derramé.
Can you give us the content of the lyrics in English?
Well, it's a song from a point of view of a soldier who, I guess, reaches a point of epiphany at that moment of being on the other side, of being shot, being, you know, passing. And he's just basically questioning the motives of it all, you know, at that moment.
Let me ask you about the name of your band, Ozo Motley. Where does it come from?
Our band originally had another name called Todos Somos Marcos when we first started for about the first 6 months. And our original drummer, Anton Morales, came up with the name Ozo Motley.
Does it have a meaning?
It does. Yeah. It's an Aztec character on the calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a little monkey guy, and he represents fire, passion, harvest. He's the orchestrator of the jungle. He's kind
of mischievous,
and so it seemed appropriate for the personality of the band.
Was it a conscious effort to have an ethnically diverse band, or did it just happen that
way?
Well,
yeah,
in
we
LA?
Put ads in the paper, man. We were like, we need a Japanese guy playing percussion. We need a Jewish guy on bass. If that, you know,
and everybody answered the ad.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think that's one of the beautiful things about growing up in places like LA, London, New York. You know, where there's a lot of mixes of people going on, and I think for us, it's one of those things that other people point out more than we realize it. You know. But if there's any message I think we've ever had that's kind of the credo or, you know, party line of Ozo Motley, it's that we celebrate the difference. We celebrate diversity. We celebrate all the things that each person in this world has to offer.
Ulysses Bella and Jiro Yamaguchi from the group Ozo Motley. The band's latest CD is called Don't Mess With the Dragon. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much.
You can hear more of Ozo Motley's hip-hop funk fusion songs on our website at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idstein.